So, we come today, right, to see what steps can we take into moving forward and coming back into our identity as Africans. We gotta try to forget everything down to breathing and blinking. Forget everything you ever learned down to breathing and blinking.
And not even forget, question everything.
But do not put it into effect anymore, is what I mean. Do not take action on things that you used to do. Because if you still keep it in your mind, we tend to slack on it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I say, damn, I want to change my diet, but everywhere I ride, the person in the car with me want to stop at Frank's to get a cheese steak or, you know what I mean, go downtown and get some Chinese food. It'll be hard for me to try to forget it. But if I'm staying to myself, you know what I mean, trying to avoid those type places all over, right, for, let's say, 21 days, right, habit forming. And 21 days is how you form a habit.
Yeah.
Now, we do that straight. In about 31 days, I believe your taste buds start changing. You know what I mean? Every 30 days, your taste buds change. Now, we start to acquire a taste to the fruits, acquire a taste to vegetables. You know what I mean? Now you're not eating to be full, but now you're eating to sustain your body. You know what I mean? Proper nutrients.
Right.
This is a big part of the occultism that we are subscribed to. Well, majority of us. We got to see that there's nothing wrong. Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with Christianity, Islam, Catholicism. It's just not ours. It's not something we really can identify with. That's why when others came into Kemet, they believed our deities were mystical gods like Marvel's Avengers, when really they're elements. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what fucked them up. They could never understand. They didn't get how deep it was on a metaphysical level.
Right.
Now, two, we don't want to keep destroying melanin. Every time we take a drug, we drink, we smoke, we destroy melanin. For some reason, behind the scenes, they're big on destroying melanin, but they study melanin. Mm-hmm. Melanin conference every 3-4 years. No black people. Right? You know what I mean? How that makes sense.
Right.
Now, we understand that your main composite of your body, your main thing you are, carbon, selenium, beam, right? They're sulfur. Right?
Right.
So, we look to see that we are not so similar, right? So, they can handle acidity at higher levels than we can. Matter of fact, majority of other races can handle acidity better than us. We are not supposed to have anything from acid because the earth don't make acid. You understand? We don't supposed to have nothing if it ain't from nature. People, we are beings of nature. We are in harmony with the rhythm of the earth, baby. We are in synchronicity. We gotta get back to that. We can't even identify how we used to. They say slaves, right, sniff on a plantation and tell it's cotton. You know what I mean? Tell if it's mangoes, tell if it's oranges. Our senses were so acute, I would say. We gotta be able to pinpoint the difference in certain plants. We need more scientists, botanists, you know what I mean? Biologists. Because we don't have our own inner culture. Now, we got all types of entertainment for others. Right. You get what I'm saying? Right. But we can't seem to sustain ourselves, if you understand what I mean. That's like living in a broken house, but you go over your girl crib and putting everything in there. Like, how would that ever make sense? You cannot secure anybody till you secure yourself. And by securing yourself, you help somebody else out that's near you, because they don't have to fend for you. So you see how that works? Mm-hmm. Dig it. We gotta want to get back to being us. Like, if you understand that when you identify with you, you eat how you supposed to eat, it do something to the consciousness. Right? You eating properly helps get that electric charge, I would say. You know what I'm saying? Get that melanin cooking, get that pineal working. I keep saying this, that's the difference in something going from bad to worse, when bad can go back to okay. You get what I'm saying? Alright. 10 different emotions, 10 different personalities. Right? It doesn't matter how, I mean, when, if you get angry, if you get sad, it's just how you use it, how you exert it, I should say. Right? So, we gotta get in control of our emotions to get in control of this beast, this machine that just been taken and given nothing, this black hole. This thing that won't identify with Ra, right? Don't want us to identify with Ra. For some reason, it's against the law when it's nothing to harm anyone. You understand what I'm saying? That's how they act. Man. Why do you care to harm us? Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. That's harming us. You know what I'm saying? That's harming us. We don't blame no one. Man. We don't blame no one. We blame, but at this time of consciousness, I blame you if it's in your face.
Exactly, we listen.
Now, if you're not trying to wake up and your frequency, your vibration's so fucking low that you moving like you did, I'm on my Harriet Tubman time. Keeping it moving. We don't got time to be playing with nobody. This is for the children. So if you a dumb ass adult, step out the way so we can educate our youth. Because ain't nobody else doing it. Philadelphia closed like 100 schools in the last 4 years. And as teachers, my son ain't had homework in a year. That's ridiculous. Two, what are they actually teaching? Is it getting him ready for life? Honestly? We gotta start taking time out of our day, right? Giving it to the kids, giving them the culture, letting them identify with what they were to understand how great they are. So when they put in them certain situations that we all go through as beings of color, that it don't hinder them for the rest of their life thinking on that kind of shit. Because it does do something to the psyche. Ain't no question. We cannot keep continuing to subject and minimize life with these religions that make you submit. Majority of people's day, because of the way we live our life through this shit, is fucked. Right? Majority of a person's day, they help attribute to someone else's dream. They're working on somebody else's shit.
Yeah, religion is used mostly to separate people anyway.
Yeah, to divide us, though. The majority. Do you get that? The majority of us is in everyone else's shit so much we don't know how to identify with ourselves. Or when it comes to something that's similar to us, we like to disrespect it or downplay it because that's what we used to. Back in the slave days, we used to house niggas, right? Downplaying the niggas in the field like they better because they got on massa coat when he was fucking 14. They wearing clothes like we wear it now. You understand? Massa sick, he sick. Massa say he feeling tired, now he tired. You understand? He speak everything through Massa. All he know is Massa. This is when are we gonna get out of that mindset? We have to break them chains, man. It been too much time. If you don't believe, reference everything we say. Look it up. See about the conquest of the Muslims around 639, I say AD, right? Look at the Muslim conquest. Kevin. See if I'm wrong. Look how the Nicaea Council pushed that Christianity shit so far, knocking heads off about that. Those crusaders destroyed those Moors or Muslims, you want to say, that swept over Africa, right? To the point the Dogon tribe looked primitive today, right? And if they would have probably, imagine what they would have been if they didn't have to run from being conquered. We have to look at these things. These people knew pre-calculus 65,000 years ago, roughly around that time. So we got to look at these things, man. Like, to see that, hey, it's crazy that I'm actually not so much coming from a backyard boogie. You know what I mean? Thinking we come from the woods, when they say Florida probably got more jungle. When are we going to do our research on ourselves? When are we going to care about ourselves? You don't care that the whole point of you living is your ancestors' will to live. You are your ancestors' testimony of wanting to live. Surviving that bullshit they went through. Because remember, if they didn't, you wouldn't be here. So give praise to your ancestors by addressing what they were into. At least give it a chance. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they owe us the truth. You know what I'm saying?
When at least, if you're not even gonna give us a reparation, at least give us,
like, you know what I'm saying? Right, at least give us, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Give us at least practice. Our culture back, our real culture.
We can't understand
culture.
Our culture.
Like, we gotta start tuning in with ourselves, man. And that's one reason why we not is religion, dog. That's why we the way
the
we
main
are
reason.
Right now.
We're divided.
Because if we were tuned in our culture, we would be, our money would be in the same fucking circle. You feel what I'm saying?
But look how conquered the earth is, bro. And this is just three groups.
You know what I'm saying?
73 sets of Muslims, 72 sets of Christians, 71 sets of Catholics, right? Okay. Or is that,
and y'all already know how the Muslims
Hebrews, right?
is with the Christians.
Just think of that. Add that up and think of all the ethnic groups and how they're subscribing to it. That shit adds to confusion.
Yeah,
that's all it adds to is confusion.
Yeah, it's confusion.
Because they want to tell you without the books we had chaos.
Right.
But if you go to see and
that's
see
not
how
true.
It's not that, true. It's Egypt flourished. Kemet flourished without those books. Kemet flourished under the guidelines of my
a lot of the shootings and all that shit is over religion. Religion is one of the most powerful.
Once religion
things.
Came in, a lot of destruction
you know
came.
Saying?
Millions of people were destroyed. Yeah. They knocked off millions of people in Africa in these conquests.
And
I'm telling you about. Look up Zanzibar.
You know what I'm saying?
Look up Zanzibar. Look how they destroyed the remnants of Iraq.
Crazy. And this shit not even about, you know what I'm saying, what you believe in. Because whatever make you better, you
whatever make you happy. Some of us didn't need nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We were happy with what we were.
But if y'all want to know the truth, do your research, man. That's all. And that reason, man, them books ain't true. And we created
it
shit.
Got you
and
set.
Then that shit fucked me up so much is when I found out that, oh, the shit not even originally their shit. It's our shit. Like, we just took our story and remixed it.
Yeah.
That made me even madder. First, you fucking take my ancestors and made us slaves. Treat us like shit. You never pay off. And then, nigga, I found out the whole religion kick was from us from the get-go.
You beat me up and then say, yo, can we be cool now? my shit busted, my lip bleeding. You talking about shake hands? Yeah. What part of the game is that?
Yeah, then you try to slave my people with some cop shit. Then y'all create jails because y'all really didn't really get rid of slavery.
There was no jail before slavery. There was no reason to lock up a white man.
And don't think like, oh yeah, they just got away with just getting rid of slavery. No, they didn't let us free. No, we're still in slavery a little bit.
It's
nigga.
Called gentrification and colonialism.
Well,
there's even more colonies, but that was what they did next. Yeah. They made colonialism. You put people in hoods and ghettos and projects
and lock them the fuck up.
That's
and
it.
And put drugs in these hoods.
And you create a cycle. You create a cycle of destruction. Right, in poverty.
Yeah, because what you going
disease?
To disease? Yeah,
because disease and low education come hand in hand. They didn't let us read for 200 years.
And starve us out. You think we really free? No. Go type up any downtown in any state and see if a black man own any skyscrapers.
A business, not nowhere in America.
A skyscraper, look not no him. Business. Fuck a little big store, but I'm talking about a skyscraper. No black man but owns a fucking skyscraper.
I want everybody to understand. Fuck what these scholars talking about. I don't profess to be a scholar. I'm a realist
too.
That's all we are. We realists.
And I'm speaking
now,
some real
fuck
shit.
All them scholars that's saying, oh, it's black people fault or they gangbanger. You
nah,
look at it
bullshit.
From your perspective. Because it's the guy out there, right, that's doing that shit just to feed his family because it's hard out here. You can say what you want, but you can't feed a family of five with a McDonald's job.
Nah,
and you can say what you want and say you shouldn't have had all them babies, but damn it, it is life.
Yeah.
And who is to say who go to jail for what and who should be punished for
what?
Who make those rules? That is not rules of the
and then you
entire... Because they sell drugs with prescriptions.
Yeah.
And no one say nothing.
Nothing.
It's an opioid addiction right now. And they do not stop these hospitals from
these billionaires,
giving this shit out.
These billionaire doctors and people that own the hospital. They don't
big
lock
pharma.
Big pharmacies. They don't lock none of them scientists the fuck up.
That's making the shit and pushing it.
Exactly.
These big companies.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Chase, the banker, just got caught on his boat. $1 billion worth of coke. In
so
Philly, at the
you?
Docks, and it was.
So what did that tell?
And they booked the nigga that worked for the boot.
So how that roll?
And let's know what the owner of Chase said. No comment.
Oh man, he didn't. I know that wasn't the boot. He don't want to say nothing to damage his image.
Yeah, cause he got that working. Chase got that working, and they probably laundering the cartel money. They probably got cartels. Probably got bank accounts all through
right.
Chase. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's stupid.
We gotta wake up. They don't want you to believe. We never had a fair shot, so nobody could say how it is.
Exactly.
Nobody could tell us how it is because
exactly.
We never had a fair shot.
We never had a fair
when
fucking
shot. When they came in, right? Look at the gangs in New York. Is that Leonardo DiCaprio, right? Yeah. And look how, that's a true story.
Yeah.
Look how they gave them food, education. They borked them right up.
Right.
Right in New York.
Right.
Them people got together. The Irish, the Italians, all those immigrants. So why can't we?
And the reason why they got
they just our cousins.
And the reason why they got their shit together because they know their culture. They yeah. know their
you
culture.
You can't be.
They know where they come from.
You know your culture.
That's
you
why.
Can't be
that's
sane.
Why we're not together because we don't know our culture.
We
have nothing to talk about. Only thing. The only thing that we can fucking commonly talk on is we were slaves. And I'm tired of that shit. That's all we. The farthest we can go back is, yeah, we were slaves. And they keep pushing that shit in our face. We were slaves. We were slaves. We were slaves. Every movie, we were slaves. We get Oscars for slave fucking shit. Always on some slave shit.
Obey your oppressor.
Exactly, dog. You gotta read between the motherfucking lines, man. This shit is real shit. And this shit, you gotta understand. That's why religion is important. And this is why we talking about this shit. Because we gotta get our own culture. We gotta at least know the story.
Identify
and the history
with it.
Exactly. If you ain't going to even
practice it,
at least know
it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Know
so you can
are.
Spit that shit. So when they talking that bullshit, like, you got that shit from us. So we don't even talk that shit.
They found no historical fact on any of that Bible.
Nothing.
It is a Masonic Bible.
And
all
it's homosexual
of those
too.
Religions fall under the Catholic Church. You don't have to believe, just reference.
Yeah. You know what I'm what I'm saying? The Catholic Church killed millions of people to make motherfuckers believe.
Yeah, all day long.
They killed millions of people to make them to believe.
In the beginning, it wasn't no peaceful. Oh, you could do magic. No, it was kind.
Motherfuckers think because it's peaceful
believe
now, it was like that back in the day. No,
or die.
They was vicious straight back up in the day, and they got it right where they want it. And people quiet and going along to whatever the fuck they say.
That's why a lot of other ethnic groups, and I want to say ethnic groups, a lot of other countries, they know the truth and don't even tell us. They don't care. See, they look
because it's
us,
about that money,
and it's a whole, and it too, yeah, it is a whole. It's a whole lot with the money, and two, they look at it like they don't. They're fools. We follow everybody else's shit. We don't question a thing. We think the world is equal. We're the only people that think that. We got this.
We too kind-hearted because that's our ancestry. If you study the history,
it was like when they said you're free. We said yes. It's a blessing. That's the concept we got with life, and we go through life like it's a blessing we got free. Now let's get on with life. Let's just move on and not think about or identify with what we were, and that's bad.
That's bad. We can't move on and not identify what we
are. I don't
were.
Care if you have 80 grand in the bank. You're living life. You're happy. This is what you believe. But you, I know deep down inside you know something missing. You going to church trying to fill a void. But when you outside of church, you mad at the world. As soon as you get in there, you ready to do cartwheel semi-tucks.
Right.
This is madness. Identify with the people around you. Don't be all upset. You see somebody that look down, wonder why, observe, and try to figure out something for them. Help your community. I think it's called patriotism. Might be wrong.
And not the community, our community.
Oh, exactly.
Fuck that. We gotta be selfish with our shit.
Because everybody else is.
Everybody else is, bro. You gotta get down with the fucking program.
Else.
No, it's not racist. We just into ourselves. It ain't nothing wrong with that. The Jews into it. The Chinese and the Asians
into it. They sell their self. They sell their self. They sell what
into
they got.
It.
The
Irish into it.
Be into what they are.
Exactly.
Like, they buy Chinese cars. Right? Italians by Alfa Romeo. In Chinatown, you will not find a Chinese store on every corner selling chicken wings, Doritos, and Backwoods all in one.
Exactly.
Convenience stores. That was made for us people. Do you understand that most
they getting money off of us?
Of every urban neighborhood for black people is near a highway, is near so much pollution, chemtrails. We gotta start seeing that so we can become strong. We are weak as one. And if you're weak as one, you weak as all.
They do our school system dirty.
You weak through all. That's what I'm saying to you. In all facets of this shit,
they
we gotta
dirty,
tighten
yo.
Up.
And they know what they doing, man.
Purposely.
They know what they doing.
It's something man. With the masculinity of the black man.
They do not want us.
They, why do you think feminism is getting pushed forward? No pun intended. A lot of the niggas on the radio is feminine. You cannot get a Jadakiss on the radio right
and
now.
I already talked about
you cannot
about
get Jay-Z on his time on the radio for real. Mm-mm. It gotta be some pop type shit. And they force it on you to make you believe that's what it gotta be. All you know is a radio joint. Man, that wasn't how it was for 50. So as you see, they push what they want. Propaganda. They make these guys come off metrosexual, so that's what type time they want you to be
even
on.
With the music, when Down even South first started coming out, niggas did not like that shit at first. They played that shit.
But it, we
for
don't
years.
Even want to say it's Down South with the feminism. Even though
no, I'm talking about like with just the music.
Oh, how
I'm
they push
about,
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
how they push it. Just how they push
they
it.
They be
on
having
you.
Agendas
like,
at certain
the TV,
times.
All the,
kill,
yeah.
kill, murder, death. It was a whole bunch of state prop from G-Unit.
Exactly.
You get what I'm
Down
saying?
Down South, they played a couple. That chick, that Laffy Taffy and shit start coming out.
Yep.
They played that shit for fucking all Down South shit. Shorty Lowe, Juice Man,
Paul Wall. Slim Thug. Yeah, shit like that.
They pushed that shit for years. We didn't like that shit. We still wanted our shit, dog. But they got us into it. You know what I'm saying? Because they pushed it. You get what I'm trying to say?
You put it in your face long enough,
you're
going to
like it.
Or
are they going to
find
something?
Why do you think birthday cake's a circular majority? Right?
Thank you.
Right? Popsicles. Lollipops. They want to refer to the titty.
Exactly.
They want you to identify with that titty that you've been sucking on from 1 to probably 3, 4. You should have.
Y'all gotta think of how this shit, when y'all see shit on TV, y'all gotta think it's a program, like what they trying to do. Because they control all that shit. They control
and understand
news.
It's just entertainment. Stop identifying your life with the shit you see on TV.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
We gotta step back
from all that shit.
Understand,
man.
Right? Bring logic and effect with everything.
Down to turning the knobs on a fucking car for the volume. Always use logic in everything you do. Down to putting something in the trash. I'm telling you, we have to change everything from down to breathing and blinking.
Even how we
everything.
Feed our kids.
How we feed our children. How we look at our children. How we teach our children.
Even
how
we
have sex. How we
have babies.
How we eat. How we fast. We're supposed to fast every day from 4 a.m.
Yeah,
to 12 p.m.
And they say that we're not supposed to sit on our backs to have babies. You're supposed to stand up.
You're supposed to be standing up. But you see what they do? And they give you so much artificial light. When a baby not supposed to have that darkness as well. He was emerged from darkness to come into all this artificial light.
Yeah.
Do you understand what that do to the psyche?
Exactly.
They're trying to.
The fuck
you gotta see the agenda with the pineal.
Yeah, man.
See, it seems whole real spooky, but when you get to the science of what the pineal can achieve and accomplish, you wouldn't believe. Because they, why do they identify with it so much?
Yeah.
Why are they little Illuminati Masonic shit all about identifying with Kemet?
Exactly.
But we don't want to identify.
And that's why, with. And like when we talk about Kemet, dog, like we not talking about religion. This shit is a way of life. Like this shit bring you back to everything in a way of life.
Yes.
We talk about history.
It
talks about your health. They talk about whatever, every part. That's our
every
culture.
Every need of life for the African. People with a diaspora, whatever.
Yeah, we
even if you're not African, you can identify with the stuff because, as you can see, they do.
And for the black men that's all turning Muslim, man, I know why most of y'all doing it, because y'all feel the missing boy. I believe that all the motherfuckers that converted to Muslim and all that, I feel like it was a missing boy. If, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They felt like they was mad at the man, probably was locked up, mad at the white man. You feel what I'm saying? And they wanted to do some shit. They make them mad, so they became Muslim because they don't know their culture. You feel me? And I'm not mad for them. I know why, and that's why it's hard for a lot of times to talk about Kemet and shit. Because, you feel me, they so much put their energy into that shit. And it's like, now I got you going to tell me this?
Right.
You feel me? And I understand that, but, dog, all of us, man, as black people, man, I love all of us, man. I don't give a fuck you Christian. I don't give a fuck you Jewish and you black. Man, I don't give a fuck.
Even though that was started with us.
Yeah, I don't
Ethiopian
care.
Jews.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Ethiopian Hebrews.
You know what I'm saying? So we gotta listen to him. Like, we gotta,
just think. Okay, just think, right? You'd be like, dang, my parents brought me up Christian. Remember we said that. Or my parents brought me up in Islam, right?
Yeah,
but just to think, your 444 father subscribed to the Medunecha.
Yeah, your 444444444. You feel what I'm saying? Father.
Identify with the Netaru.
So well, who really right?
Don't think it's spooky deity gods like
nah.
The you gotta get the religion concept of that god type shit out your mind.
Exactly.
It is a one divine, right?
Right.
That is broken down into divine principle.
Exactly.
Principles. That's all they are, a principles.
It's
now,
not
I'm
about
not
a
saying these gods did not live because I can't attest to they didn't. But I'm not saying that man didn't give these deities names because they did.
Exactly. So who can tell what's true and what's not? So if that's the case, we might as well just
all
go back to.
All we know is this information that we subscribe to is the closest thing to the divine.
Exactly.
Ma'at is a way of life.
And it makes sense.
You confess five confessions that you will not do to come back in the house at the end of the night to say, I have not, to gain some of your spirit before you leave here, or your soul, I should say. Remember, people, the soul and the spirit are two different things. Your brain and your mind are two different things. Right, we have a female part of our mind, right, which is what the art, the emotion, right. Now the man part, the quality is the female, basically, right. Now the quantity would be the man, the logic, right. And nurture. The pineal would be the child that grows. Right. Right? The midbrain, I would say.
Right.
So just understand, we did everything in principle. Everything has a male, female counterpart. Lightning even had the lightning that strikes from the ground first, but they have us believing lightning comes from the sky. The lightning that comes from the ground first and that meets its counterpart in the air.
Exactly.
See, but that's just one little thing. And you look at it like, dang, so that don't matter that much, but it matters a whole lot when you get down to people speaking on what they did.
How?
Or the things of what has been accomplished. Because if they lied about something like that, why all of it's not a lie? Columbus never discovered anything. The people are already there.
Exactly.
Do you understand this? You can't bring something up if people were already there. They had to have a way of life before you came in.
And the only reason why we stuck where we at is because they never told us none of this shit.
And religion destroyed our culture. The priests destroyed our culture.
Real rap.
The priests got favor over the pharaoh.
Real rap.
With so many different ethnic groups coming in Kemet back and forth, because you know it was famine. A lot of places did not have the, I would say, fruits and vegetables. All the things of nurture that Kemet had to offer, they did not have those minerals and back home where they were from. So they would come in and out of Africa looking for a handout, basically, right? So Kemet was in fallen times when we began to lose our culture. It was actually beaten out of us.
In.
Yes, sir. And a lot of deceit.
Having the kind heart that we do now. Mm-hmm. We the most kindest people in the world.
And we were not,
man,
trusting each other a whole lot, too. It was a lot of, as I was looking, Nubian-Egyptian battles.
We too quick to say it's cool. That's what I like about us, man. We quick to say it's all right.
But that's the right of way. You can't knock what you are. You know what I mean? You can't knock what you are. You can't get mad because they are savage.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So we just got to understand when to be firm.
Exactly.
You don't, now, you can't be weak.
Exactly.
Because we already understand the strongest organism lives out and survives. Only the strong survives. That's not just the saying, people. That's true. And that doesn't mean, like, you body being a bodybuilder and stuff like that. It just means as a strong conscious, a strong will to control emotion. You get what I'm saying? Like, we gotta elevate our vibrations. The vibrations of the earth went up, folks. The Schumann resonance ended. We had about 200 or 2,000 years, I forget, one or the other, of basically low vibes of this earth. The vibrations were very low. Now, we went up, I think, about 15 megahertz. That's a big deal. A lot of people are waking up. So that's why I say, I know we feeling that it's something not right.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right with this whole situation.
Right.
And it's not simple like something you doing. It's like some shit that you know what I'm saying? They're going to take all of us to fix. You feel me?
It's not something one person could do.
It's not.
Just think of this. They have you believe the two-car garage with the big house and the pool in the back with the two cars, the Benz is outside, and the Lex for the girl is the way of life. And that's all that life has to offer. No. We have a home. We have most natural resources in the world back home. But we don't even want to identify from where we from.
I don't know why it's the most beautifulest place. Everything come from there.
You see, they took South all Africa the for themselves.
Yeah, all the information comes from there. Most of the information, man, they study
it's
everything.
Palaces in South Africa, man. It's palaces, yeah, man. That there are no blacks.
Yeah. That's what I'm like, because the fucking some of them damn kings sold the fuck out to them black motherfuckers, white motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Sold us out. That's what the fuck
it was. A lot of deceit in play, though.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We gotta go back, dog, and start building our own shit. Basically, we got a whole place that we ain't even touch yet. Fuck these motherfuckers.
Remember, people, get back within the culture. identify with what you are and express it within your household to set the